This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be so limitless and free? Desperately in need of some stranger's hand in a desperate land. Lost in a romance, wilderness of pain, and all the children are insane. All the children are. There's danger on the edge of town. Ride the king's highway, baby. Weird scenes inside the gold mine. Ride the highway west, baby. Ride the snake. Ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake, baby. The snake is long, 7 miles. Ride the snake. He's old and his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The blue bus is calling us. The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother and then he walked on down the hall and he came to a door and he looked inside. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Mother, I want to. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus. Do not blue rock on the blue bus. This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end. Soft lies, the end of nights we try to die. This is the end.
All right, this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Vespertine Reverie with Anushka and Stuart. You just heard The End by The Doors. Quite a long song.
Very long.
Stuart has some things to say.
I just love that song so much. Obviously, everybody knows The Doors, but I didn't hear about this song until literally just like a year ago, just because I was watching the movie Apocalypse Now for the first time. Which is so good.
So
highly
good.
Recommend mm-hmm. to everyone who has not watched it to go watch it. Very fascinating movie. I love the opening scene of that movie. It features this song, and if you want to just go and look that up on YouTube,
after
it's
the
so
show.
Worth it.
Yeah, after the show, just go look it up on
I
YouTube.
Just played it for Anushka.
It
love it so much. I'm obsessed. It's so good. It has all of these like references to like ancient mythology and Oedipus and just like really really just like peak Doors.
What would Freud have to say about it?
were you listening to the lyrics where he's like, father, yes son, I want to kill you, mother, and then he like screams
and then he's like, the West is the best.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I think he's being satirical because he's like 60s counterculture, you know. All the like white people in 60s counterculture were like, guys, the West is bad, and like, pfft, like that was a huge bombshell then, you know.
Yeah. Okay, next song now.
Now
Happy Halloween, Medford! Ah!
This is our special Halloween episode, so our music is kind of spooky tonight.
And kind of mid. I'm sorry, just the Tarantino song, just to be honest.
So, you guys probably don't know this. If you were on air listening at 1 a.m., we couldn't figure out how to turn it on high enough. But we did play Twisted Nerve from Kill Bill. I think it's a great song. Go stream it after the show, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. The minds of crowds search for their spaces and turn around, time's gone, take down paces, build up a hit, can't make any tailoring. I drink till I'm drunk and I smoke till I'm senseless. Seeing black and white, feeling slow motion. I drown myself in sorrow until I wake up tomorrow. The illusion of confusion looks like from where I am sat.
Circle, recycle, resemble me.
Different levels of the devil's company. Results of my rage. The place where I stand gives way to the quicklimer. Underneath the weeping willow lies a weeping willow. The place where I stand gives way to the quicklimer. Underneath the weeping willow lies a weeping willow.
Okay, during this song, we're gonna read out a little PSA for you guys. This one is entitled, "Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera?" If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. I think this one hits really close to home because a lot of people don't realize that we live in a surveillance state and that the government is always watching us through all of our technology. So cover your computer camera up. Mine's covered right now as we speak. So
the worst part is there's probably a government agent watching my computer cam, but not anyone. No one is listening to this joke. Sorry, it was just supposed to be a self-deprecating joke.
Yeah. The sad thing is the government is watching us and listening to us through
our phones
and computers, but no one is listening to our radio show right now.
We're able to see how many people are tuning in online to our radio show, and even though we are certain that a few of our friends back home, or at least a few of Anushka's friends back home, are listening to the show right now, our like program says that zero people are listening to this show, so that's why we're joking about this. Anyways.
Did you ever hear about how, it wasn't Hemingway. It was Hemingway. That he was, like, crazy neurotic, and he was like, "I'm going crazy, the government is, like, tracking me, they're listening in to me, because I'm, like, love Cuba." I feel like, right now, this is a mind game that the government's playing with the two of us. And they think that, they want us to think that we're just speaking out into the void. By telling us that we don't have any listeners right now. But we know that that's not true. And you cannot fool us, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden! Yeah, so, Bertil is listening right now. Anyways,
yeah. We know people are listening. It's not gonna work on us. Okay.
the merry month of June. From me home I started, left the girls of June nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer. Me grief and tears his father, off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut to stout like thorn, to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The hare and turner down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack-a-lally-rah. And in Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, my spirits fly. Then there he took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure. Whenever he's on for drinking, to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, twould set your heart to bubble and asked if I was hired, wages I required, till I was nearly tired of the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack-a-lally-rah. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. So then I took a stroll, all among the quality being bundled, it was stolen in a neat locality. Something crossed my mind when I looked behind, no bundle could I find upon me stick. A wobbling inquiring for the rogue, said me cornered rogue wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack-a-lally-rah. Well, the boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's Isle. They began abusing a rammy soul, says any shillelagh I let fly. Galway boys were nigh, and so I was a hobbling with a loud array. Joined in the affray, we quickly cleared the way for the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack-a-lally-rah.
Not many songs these days bring me to literal tears, but that one always does. Anyways, we have a caller.
We have a caller. Marina is calling in. Marina, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm back for another riddle.
All right.
Let's hear it.
My riddle is Halloween themed, just like your episode tonight. So, how do you spell candy in two letters?
230? No.
Candy?
Yeah, candy in two letters.
Oh,
man.
Wait. Oh.
M&M.
M&M!
M&M!
No. Oh, no. Incorrect.
What?
No.
What is it, then?
C and Y.
I really thought you did
that. Oh, that's funny. I think ours works, too.
No. Okay, bye.
That's a good one. You guys won this week.
Off the air now.
Yes. Now the radio show is ours. You've been defeated.
All right, we're hanging up now. Bye. Russian song coming up next.
Brutalism. Thank you.
Okay, so during this next song, we're going to have a little discussion about Tufts administration. Also, just to mention, we now have 19 listeners. Don't know what happened there.
It's because of...
We caught on to the
scheme.
Because
of the Irish folk music.
Yeah. All right. You know? So, Stuart, take it away. You went to go correct some wrongs of the Tufts administration.
You know, the first, like, 5 minutes of this song has talking in it, so how about I come in and talk, like, a little bit later in the song?
In the next 5 minutes?
Yeah, just
All right,
like,
be right back.
Yes.
And there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides. And a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt. And we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine. And the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down. And the billboards are all leering. And the flags are all dead. At the top of their poles. It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. The skyline was beautiful on fire. Twisted metal stretching upwards. Everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days. You grabbed my hand and we fell into it like a daydream or a fever. Thank you. fell a little further down. For sure it's the Valley of Death. I open up my wallet, and it's full of blood.
All right, you guys.
So now it is story time.
Yeah.
So Anushka and I are both participating in Tufts Labor Coalition on campus, which you guys don't know works with the dining facilities and janitorial staff at Tufts to, and works with the shop stewards and their unions to help get representation and fight for better wages and better working conditions, get rid of unwanted management, etc. Tufts. Anyways.
Shout out Tufts Labor Coalition. Meets Monday, 8 to 9. Everyone should join.
This is Sedition Hour. So, the first line of this song, the first lyric is, "The car's on fire and there's no driver at the wheel." And this reminded me exactly of something that happened last week when I was going on a delegation with a few other people from the club. So we had to go to meet with some upper-level management, people that members of the club have been in contact with. See, trying to organize this town hall meeting on behalf of the workers right now, with upper-level management to, you know, air some disgruntlements and stuff. Anyways, we went on this delegation to go talk to basically the head of operations and facilities at Tufts to go talk about, like, organizing this meeting. And we went in there and we asked around and we said, "Hey, do you know where this person, I won't say her name, but do you know where this person is, where we could talk to her?" And we basically got told, like, "No, there's no way. No, there's no way. You want to meet with her? No, no way. No, she's on the third floor. You can't get to the third floor. Everything is locked. No one can get up there." And we were like, "Okay, gee, like, sheesh, all right." And so we went out and we started thinking about, like, next steps. And then we looked at the building, two-story building.
Talk about Halloween.
Two-story building. She's on the third floor. It's a two-story building. I swear to God, Tufts is actually a horizontal organization, but it's just so deeply unethical that, you know, that's the reason why they convey this idea that there's actually people in charge and individuals that we can blame for how poorly this organization is run. So, you know, no one's in charge. It's actually total anarchy, and it's actually just a really bad form of anarchy. Anyways, That's just my story. I swear I'm about to fall asleep right now.
Anyway, we have just a few more minutes left of our show. We'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to this Halloween special, WMFO in Medford, Vespertine Reverie, every Monday at 1 a.m. on Sunday night. And next week, we will hopefully have our very special guest, our first guest of the show, by the name of Maddie Wilson. So tune in for Maddie Wilson. She has not confirmed with me yet. I just asked her, but I'm sure she will. Oh, we're getting a caller.
Answer.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. It's Lily Pearl.
Hey, what's up?
I have a question for you guys. I'm loving the Halloween special. Do you guys have a favorite Halloween candy? Audiences are dying to know.
I really like Reese's. I like anything peanut butter.
I like Nerds. I think it's yummy.
Gee,
how about you, Lily Pearl?
Shawty in Love with the Geek?
For sure, Stuart. My favorite, I would maybe say Twix.
Classic.
I don't know. Alright, well, anyways, thanks for answering my question. Love you guys.
Thanks
Thank
for asking
calling.
It.
Love you too.
Mwah.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, we have a song. We're just gonna skip to the next song. And it will be Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground by Blind Willie Johnson.
Blind Willie Johnson.
He's blind. It's scary that he's blind.
Whoa. Ableism alert. Yeah, get that off the
smart,
show. Get off the air.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay.
Get off the air.
All right, next song now. Goodbye.